Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me? Jenny, Jenny, ooh, Jenny, Jenny.
Yes, 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 it's Saturday. Time for Saturday Rock and Roll. Great music in store today. First, we've got some sad stuff to have to deal with here. Simply Music with Jenny on the TCB Network, of course. I have people telling me the things that happen, and unfortunately, today, we got some sad news. One of rock music's icons has passed away. Little Richard died today at the age of 87 from bone cancer. He had things happening to him all, you know, for a while now. He had hip problems, and he had a stroke, and he had a heart attack, and, you know, this and that and the other thing. And obviously, what killed him. Now, earlier today, his son, Danny Penniman, which, by the way, Richard's real name was Richard Wayne Penniman, okay? But they called him, why did they call him Little Richard? The dude was 5'10". He wasn't little. He was just, well, he was small-boned, I guess. But he wasn't short by any means. I don't know. Anyway, he just got hung with it, and he kept it, so it's okay. Whatever comes through. But his son, Danny Penniman, said that cause of death was unconfirmed. But just a couple of years later, his manager came back and said that it was bone cancer that killed him. And that is a horrible, horrible way to go. My grandpa died of bone cancer, and it was terrible, terrible to watch. Luckily, they didn't even find out what it was until the day before, so he could at least die with that little bit of peace. He did not know what was wrong. Didn't help the pain, but he didn't know what it was, so that was a blessing in a way. Now, some of the things that happened to Little Richard, he was born December 5th, 1932, so, you know, he had a nice, long, full life. We could wish it would have been longer, but, you know, what we wish doesn't always happen, and that's okay. Let's see, in 1956, he did a screen test, and he did it singing Tutti Frutti. Now, if you watch that video, that is wild. It must have worked, because he went on from there. then in 1962, which I found very, very interesting, in 1962, he quit rock and roll for 5 years to do Christian concerts. So, you know, the dude was a very well-rounded individual. He wasn't just one-dimensional. And then, of course, he came back to rock and roll. But he didn't, it wasn't always those big, fast, upbeat, loud songs. And I have one of the other kinds of songs that he did to play for you. Right now, I'm going to play two or three of his songs right now as a tribute memorial to Little Richard. He won't be making any more, that's for sure. So this is a very recognizable tune that he's done, and we always identify him with this. Good Golly, Miss Molly, Little Richard. Identify with Little Richard. There have been others that have done it. I mean, you know, he's not the only fish in the sea that has done that song, but I identify that with Little Richard, as I think do most of us. Yeah, even though we know other people have done it, doesn't seem to count. So I told you that there was he didn't always do those loud, upbeat rock songs. So now I'm going to play one of the other types of songs he did. And it's not one of the Christian songs, but that's okay too. This one is called Don't Know What You Got, But It's Got Me. So, give an ear.
Baby, I don't know what you got. Honey, I don't know. much to look at. But you know just where it's at. You don't have for this time. Still, I can't leave you behind. Baby, I don't know what you got. My best friend comes along, and he looks at me sometimes. He says, "Little Richard." Sometimes I play like I don't hear him, and he says, "Little Richard, you don't know what's happening, man. Your wife is running out on you. Your girl is leaving you." And he looks at me. He says, "I got something to tell you. I want to tell you something. Please, please, please listen to me, Richard. I don't want to see you go wrong." And this is what my friend has to tell me sometime. I want all you to listen. Nah, you cheat, 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 cheat on me. But
something a little different. When you think about Little Richard, you don't think about that. But I thought it was kind of cool when I found that this morning. I've never heard it before. No, that was the first time I heard it was when I saw it, and I went, "Oh, I wonder what that is." And there it was.
Different.
Yes. Yes, it really was. But it was good. It was kind of that booze vibe, you know. And I'm looking down for the last one of his songs that I want to play.
Okay,
we're getting there. There we are. Got it. Okay, this I'm gonna do one more Little Richard song, and then we're gonna get on with the show. And I think after Little Richard, we're gonna hit it with Bob Seger. I mean, you know, come on. Why not, right?
Yes.
But For right now, we got Little Richard doing Long Tall Sally.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed me at the music, but he had a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Well, the song will
There you go, Long Tall Sally. That's the kind of song that Little Richard was most known for.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Long Tall Sally, yeah. and Good Golly Miss Molly and things like that. That's what we think of when we think of Little Richard. But that's not all he was, you know.
No.
Artists
There's more
aren't,
to the man. Mm.
Yes, they aren't one-dimensional. They do all kinds of things, not just what they are most known for. So. We need to kind of keep that bee in our bonnets, you know, let it sting us once in a while. So we can kind of remember to look at the other dimensions of an artist. So let's move on to Bob Seger. This is one of my favorites from him. I'm going to do a couple of my favorites from him during the show. We'll start with this one. It's called Fire Down Below. And yes, that's what it is.
Street lights, bring it on tonight.
There we go. I think that is a pretty cool one myself. I like it. Bob Seger is really awesome.
The end, and then it started up again.
Exactly, exactly. And sometimes those are anathema, and sometimes it's pretty neat.
Yeah, I know.
This one was okay. Yeah, we didn't muck up anything because this time, so it was okay this time.
That was good.
That's called effect. Pause for effect.
Now I know.
Oh, freaky, freaky. Anyway, I'm going to do one of Brandon's requests right now.
Lovely.
So, you know, because if I save the requests for too late in the show, I don't always get to all of them, and I don't like that. So I'm going to start early enough that I can get all of them in. So right now, it's Bo Diddley. Brandon did a good one. Bo
good
Diddley,
one.
Mama don't allow no twistin'.
Mama don't allow no twisting in her house. Mama don't allow no twisting in her house. We don't care who the mama like. Don't do the twisting, mama getting back. Well, mama don't want no twisting in her house. Mama don't want no dancing in her home. Mama don't want no dancing in her home. Chicken all night. Well, mama don't allow no dancing in a hall. Yeah, we don't care. Mama don't like. We don't care. Mama don't like. We don't care what mama don't like. So we gonna do the ponytail, mama getting mad. Well, mama don't allow no dancing in a hall.
There we go. Bo Diddley. Did Bo Diddley do anything besides that kind of music?
I don't know. I would have thought so.
I don't know. I have
never can tell.
There's something to find out.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Have to Google that one.
Exactly, exactly. Mm. That would be the quick way, but, you know, that's probably what I'll do if I really want to know. Do I care enough to know? We're not going to explore that right now. We're going to kind of move on to a slightly different kind of rock and roll. This is more of the pop rock and roll. The song I'm going to do now was John sent it to me this morning.
Yeah.
And he knows I love Pentatonix.
Yeah.
Good man. Good man. He remembers those things. And this song was originally done by the Beach Boys.
Huh.
And I heard that, and it's like, I know this song. I know these harmonies. Mm. Who, what? I had to look it up. I had to Google it. And then John Googled it, and we kind of both came up with Beach Boys at the same time.
Oh.
And it's like, well, what must have had a brain fart? Why didn't I remember that? You know, Beach Boys, and I didn't remember that? Whoa, I'm slipping. But and there's not even any ice around. Oh, well. And my floors aren't waxed, so that's okay, too. You don't wax laminate. Anyway, I hate this floor, but that's another story. I want wood floors, but that's another time. Well, I'll do that next time. Not a problem. Okay, right now, though, we're going to listen to Pentatonix. And thank you, John. We're going to listen to Pentatonix singing God Only Knows.
Oh, thank you, John.
Pentatonix, there are no instruments. It's completely a cappella. Any beats or any bass or whatever you're hearing is voices. It's all voices, and they'll
fantastic.
The guy that does the bass sound, he will also like clap his hands or hit his hand against his stomach or stamp his feet, and that gets different sounds. He does them differently and it gets different sounds, but it's all people. There are no instruments. It's fantastic. That's one of the things I love about it. You can watch them, and it's just, you can pick out who's doing what, and it's marvelous. It's totally marvelous. I love
it. So much different to the Beach Boys as well. The way they do it.
Yeah, the only difference really that you can tell is that the Beach Boys had instruments.
Yeah.
Pentatonix has used the same harmonies and everything. That's why it just totally floored me that I couldn't place who did it.
Yeah, beautiful harmony.
Strange sometimes, Jen, just strange. That's okay. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, time to hit something else here. How about an Elvis song, guys? You think that'd be nice?
Yes, please.
I'd like that. Let's go with Power. We're going to go Power of My Love.
Oh, lovely.
That's a good one.
Oh, break it, burn it, drag it all around. Twist it, turn it, you can't tear it down. Cause every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strange and mighty power. Can never win. No, baby, you can't lick it. I'll make you give in. Every minute, every hour, you'll be shaken by the strange and mighty power. My love. Baby, I want you. You'll never get away. My love will haunt you.
That's a powerful song.
That is definitely good one, Elvis.
Oh, my goodness sakes. I'm looking down here now. I want to do, well, I know it's in here, but I'll have to find out when the next one's playing then. I was going to do Brandon's second request, and I've got it marked that I put into the computer, and it's like, okay, so where did it go? But I've had a couple of other issues with loading music today, so it doesn't surprise me. Maybe it's down at the end. Let's go check the end. Nope, not there. Well, I tried. What can I say? I did try. So, I'll do one of John's requests. Yes. And this is cool. You remember Jerry and the Pacemakers?
Oh, yes. Do I?
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good, good. John sent me a song that I had almost forgotten about, but it's a good one, and I just might have to sing it. It's fantastic. It's called The Way You Look Tonight by Jerry and the Pacemakers.
Great.
Someday, when I'm feeling low and the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight. So warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way.
tenderness grows, tearing my fears apart. Change, keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you, and the way you look tonight, the way you look tonight.
Now, is that sweet or what?
That was really lovely. I enjoyed that.
I can sing that. I can sing that song. I can do that.
You do it. You do it, Jenny.
I'm going to.
Put it on Facebook. Yes. I shall be listening.
Well, that's the thing, is that my recorder will download it in my computer with no problem. I can download it into Blog Talk with no problem. Putting on Facebook is a problem.
Oh.
Because it doesn't, when you go to Facebook and you hit that photo video option and then it brings up what you can load, they don't show up there. No idea why, because they're MP3s.
Good.
I have no idea why they don't show up there, but they don't show up there. If they don't show up there, you can't load them on Facebook.
Yeah. Weird.
So what? Exactly. So what I need to do is to go back to my old way of recording. And instead of using my voice recorder, just record them to my camera. I can load them onto Facebook. Not a big deal.
Go with that one.
Exactly. And it's like, okay, only problem with that, then I can't put them into Blog Talk. So I'm going to have to do it twice.
Just like a fish or something.
I need a different music system. That's what I need. I need a different music system. A Shure mic and a mixer and a thing to do the music. You know, I need a music setup. Not in this house. It ain't happening. So I'm gonna have to move. That's all there is.
Bigger place, Jenny. That's it. Final.
Well, I've pretty much already decided I'm gonna move anyway. So that's really not a hard decision.
Good.
I want a 2 or 3 bedroom place, preferably three. And I can have a music and art room. I can put my art stuff in there, my painting, my drawing, and I can have my music stuff in there. And I can do it instead of just Mickey Mousing around with it.
And I love your paintings. They're fantastic.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. I've been drawing since I was a little kid.
They're really good.
Oh, thank you. I did look at some stuff. I went to I forget what it was called, but it was a graphic art school.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to do graphic arts because I don't like the commercial aspect of it, but I learned some things to take into my art, dimensions and perspectives and things like that. So it was useful. It was very useful. And I'm thankful to my parents that they shelled out the money for it for me. So that was really nice. But I just love to do it. And I guess that's why it comes. And I have some news to impart to my friends. I have more family stuff, guys, but, you know, that's how it is. You guys are the ones I've got to tell it to, so deal with it.
We're here for you. We're here for each other. We're here.
This past week, one of my cousins died.
Yeah.
And, you know, this Passover stuff and all pass away and stuff, that's, you know, he died.
Yes.
The poor guy, he was only 56.
Oh.
But some years back, about 10, 12 years ago, he had kidney cancer, and they had to remove one of his kidneys. Yes. And then, of course, they put you through the chemo. Well, the chemo killed half his heart, and they had to replace that with mechanicals. Oh, and he carried a battery pack around with him all the time and everything. And he was waiting for a heart transplant.
Mm.
Well, the heart transplant never came, and the mechanicals gave out. He died of a heart attack, heart failure.
Oh, sad for sure.
So, lost him. And he was my sounding board and my inspiration for my art, because he was a graphic artist. He would, one of my memories of him is that he would sit in his room and draw instead of going outside to play.
Yeah.
And he'd always been that way. And he handmade guitars, both electric, acoustic, and dual.
Wow.
Handmade them. And I wish, I don't play guitar, but I wish I had paid him to make me one. You know?
Yeah. Would have been nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just so it happened. So that happened this week.
Oh.
So I was dealing with that. And plus, we got the news. I mean, I love talking to my sister, but my God, I wish she'd call me sometimes just to call me instead of calling with bad news. They always let her tell me the bad stuff that's happened. But anyway, she also, you guys know about my brother.
Yes.
Being in the hospital and almost dying with a COPD in the heart. And then he got out. Well, a couple months later, he was back in with pneumonia. And then he got out. And a couple weeks later, he was back in the hospital again. It just wouldn't clear up, you know. So they did x-rays, and they found lung cancer.
So,
with end-stage COPD and lung cancer and a bad heart, the outlook really isn't very good.
No.
So, we're kind of preparing for that one.
Thanks.
And the thing that bothers me the most is that right now I can't go home and be there. I can't be with my aunt because of my cousin. I can't be with my sisters and my mama for my brother. You know, I just, that's what bothers me the most.
Yeah, it will do.
It's not death, you know, because once that happens, they've moved on. It's the living that you need to care for, and it bothers me that I can't do that. That's my thing, and it bothers me I can't do that. So anyway, I just wanted to share with you some of those things. So if at some point I'm kind of seeming to be a little bit down, there's reasons.
There's reasons. It's a bit expected,
There's always reasons, because I'm not a depressive person most of the time. So I just want to keep you guys updated on what's happening. And I'm just dealing with it. That's all you can do. So there we go. Okay, time for another song. Guess Who? That's the name of the band. I'm not asking you to guess, but that's the name of the band. Guess
I was just going to say,
thought I should clarify that. Yeah. But Guess Who? And they're going to sing These Eyes.
I will never be free. No, my baby, no, no. You gave hearts could not accept and pretend.
They tried actually having a band name when they started.
Yeah.
And it just morphed into Guess Who. You know, it's not the Guess Who, it was just Guess Who. And then there is a band called The Who.
Yes. I know them.
Yeah, and they started out with a different, now I don't remember what it was, and then they went to The Guess Who, but then there was Guess Who, so The Guess Who shortened it to The Who.
That confusing.
Yeah, it was a confusing time.
Very.
You know, but it's all interesting little tidbits, you know. Mm. So.
Yeah, that's true.
I try to fill you guys in when I know about them. I don't know everything, but, you know, little tidbits here and there I know. So yeah. There you go with that tidbit.
Learn something new.
I'm going to do my last request now, and then I'll have them done, and it'll be good because I'm sorry, Brandon. I know I loaded that in here, but like I said, I'm having some trouble with that earlier today, and I can't find it. So it was in there. Now it's gone. If I look in a different place, it'll be there. And I'll wonder why it didn't get to the studio, because it goes to both places at the same time. But I don't know. I'm kind of flubberjutted to figure that one out. Anyway, this is by Smokey. And John sent this to me this morning as well. This is by Smokey. Oh, you know Smokey. Good deal.
Yes.
And you'll probably know this song, too. Living Next Door to Alice.
Yep. Know it well.
I like it. Here we go. Mm.
Sally called and she got the word. I suppose you heard about Alice. Well, I rushed to the window and looked outside. could hardly believe my eyes. It's a big limousine in the dark, and the Alice is dry.
Oh, I don't know why she's leaving.
Chasing after the girls and all that.
I didn't get to watch them too often because I didn't have satellite at that point in time when he was on. And then he died. And then, you know, just stuff happens. What can I tell you? I'm looking for another. Here's a Bob Seger song. It's time for another Bob Seger song. I've got like 10 of them, you know. I got to play some.
You've got a couple then.
So, this is Bob Seger, and we're going to listen to him do Her Strut. And yes, it's that kind of.
Major independence.
There you go. I told you it was that kind of strut.
It was.
And sure. I now have a surprise for you. Instead of waiting until the very last couple of minutes and having it get cut off, I'm going to see if this one's going to play. And
okay.
It's a surprise, so surprise. John knows.
Looks like I'd get you off of my mind. I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. A flicker to a flame. Listen to me good, baby. I think of the things we used to do. My whole world turns misty blue. Oh, forget you. Heaven knows I've tried. When I say I'm glad we're through, deep in my heart, I know I've I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, my love, my whole world turns misty blue. Oh,
along with you because I didn't know the words.
Well, you just have to listen to it until you do know the words.
Yes, I'm going to have to learn them.
Yeah, I just did that this morning. And John says, you should put that
good
on your show.
No,
so I says, okay, I will. And he doesn't dare me anymore because he knows that I will.
You'll do it. Yeah. He keeps quiet now.
Well, he just says, go ahead. And I do. I mean, you know.
Why not?
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
No, I have fun. I have fun singing.
I'm singing.
I'm just glad that I'm halfway good at it. You know, that's... I'm not the best, but I enjoy it, so why not, you know?
Yeah, if it makes you happy, go for it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, everybody seems to like it to a certain extent, so that's cool, too. Encouragement always helps.
That was nice.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Okay, let's. Okay, I know.
What are you going to say, Shelley? You're up to something.
Well, I'm looking for a song, and it. Oh, hey, I found Brandon's song. It isn't where it belongs, but I found it. So let's play Brandon's last request, and that way I don't have to feel bad again.
Yeah,
this one's by Tracy Chapman, and it's called Give Me One Reason.
chasing you around, wasting my precious energy.
I've never heard it before. I don't think I've ever heard of Tracy Chapman before. But that was a good song. Thank you, Brandon.
I've heard of her. Hmm.
Oh, good.
That was good. Hmm.
Somebody has. Awesome.
Yes.
I really liked that, you know.
Hmm.
And
so it would like that, wasn't it?
Kind of, yes.
Hmm.
Yes. And it's, no, I liked it. I thought it was cool. It wasn't a hard, rocky song. It wasn't an easy, slow, crying song. It had a good drive to it. I just liked it. I just liked that song. It was good. And the guitar, you know, guitars always make it. Whether it's a bass guitar or a bass fiddle or a lead guitar, rhythm guitars make it. I mean, keyboards are great and they add to stuff. That's fine. You have to have your drums, but a guitar solo, there's nothing like a guitar solo. You know what I mean?
Right,
well,
yeah.
Except maybe a saxophone.
Yeah. I like guitar music because, what is it? The Shadows music, they play all just guitars and it's great. I love it.
Oh, well, send me some now and again, and we'll play them.
Yeah, I will do, Jenny. Lovely, thank you.
Good. Okay, I've got a Cold Blood song. And no, it doesn't mean murder, okay?
No.
This is not Murder Mysteries Incorporated. Hey, that was a TV show. Anyway, this one is called You Got Me Hummin'. And boy, oh boy, wild. One cheeky that can really belt it.
Oh,
I love listening to her. She's amazing. Okay, time for another Elvis song.
Oh, yes.
And I heard this the other day, and it's just a good song. It's a melty song. It's a melty song. So if you're all ready to be melted, it's hot enough here. You just go outside, no problem. 2 minutes, you're done. But this song will do it without being outside.
Oh, well.
Just pretend.
I have out a new song. Had out a new song. I don't have out a new song. A song is coming out by me. What'd I say? You're the Supremes. You ought to know what's going on over there. The song is in an album, and it should be out by January of 1979, I think. It's called Just Pretend. I hope you like it. Just pretend I'm holding you and whispering things soft and low, and think of me how it's gonna be. Just pretend I didn't go when I walked away. I heard you say
If you need me, you know what to do. If I knew it then, I'd be back again. So just pretend I'm right there. The things we said, or why you cried, but now I know it was wrong to go. I belong here by your side. Yes, I'll come flying to you.
Now, all yes. Squishy and puddle
I'm
on the
all
floor.
Squishy, squashy.
Oh yes. But that's what that song is perfect for. Is to just go all melty like a caramel on the stove. Where that came from, I have no idea. But there it
I
is.
Don't know.
It's all yours now.
No, I don't want it.
Out there for you. Yeah, there you are. Okay, I got 4 minutes left. So, guys, it's
okay.
Time for me to say thank you to everybody. And Susan couldn't be here today because it is her grandson's birthday. So, happy birthday, Logan. That's wonderful, wonderful. And thank you, Ann, for being here through the whole thing and coming on beforehand to let me know my mic is working today.
Thank you, Jenny.
It's not so much my mic as whether Blog Talk works for my mic or not.
Yes,
so
indeed.
There's nothing wrong with my mic. I wonder how many mics in the past I have bought thinking that they were broken and it was Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Ah, $30 out the door every time. $50 out the door, that one. And yeah. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Thank you very much for being here and kind of helping me out, being my sounding board.
You're welcome.
Laughing,
Jenny, I love it.
Well, laugh at me when I need to be laughed at, and that's great. I like that. And thank you, everybody that's listening. And I think I had a few people listening today that maybe didn't listen before, and that's wonderful. Welcome. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you'll be back. Tomorrow is the Gospel Hour, and we are mixing in Mother's Day songs. songs about mother. So it's kind of a special thing tomorrow. I'm not sure if Shauna will be able to be with me or not. If she can, that's wonderful. If she can't, that's okay too. She's got some stuff going on in her family. We're praying for her father-in-law. Charles' dad had a lung removed, and he is still in ICU as far as I understand. And they're all kind of waiting for news at this point. So be praying for Patrick, Charles' dad. And for Charles' mom and Charles and Shauna and Wade. I mean, you know, everybody involved with that needs prayers. So support them in that. It always helps. Just knowing people are praying helps. So I wanted to put that out there. And just thank you, everybody that's listening, whether they've listened before or they're new today. I hope you enjoyed it. I really, really hope you enjoyed it. Shoot me a little message if you did, if you want to. Not required, but it's nice. So that's called positive reinforcement. Anyway, I'm going to do it whether you liked it or not. So there you go with that one. So join us tomorrow for the Mother's Day Gospel Hour. And I know that's one you'll enjoy as well. So I've still got 2 minutes. I'm going to start this song. The show will be over before it finishes. But come on back. Loved having you. Everybody listened. So we hopefully will see you again, hear you again, be with you again. Take your pick. It all works. Okay, guys, bye for now, and I will be with you again later.
If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right. If being right. If it means sleeping alone.